Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Messner Ranch, they've got the oldest annual production sale in the state, and it's coming up on February 4th at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, plus 80 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Request a catalog at dvauction.com, or for more information, contact Milton at 580-273-9494, or call Van at 580-552-1555. That's the Messner Ranch Production Sale, February 4th. We'll see you there.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open higher today, supported by follow-through buying and further gains in the cash market from late last week. Now, hog futures should also begin with a firm undertone, sparkled by positive fundamentals and wintry weather. Activity in feedlot country today will no doubt be limited to the distribution of new show lists. The mid-month offering could be about steady, while last week's limited movement may have caused some ready steers and heifers to be carried over. It's also possible that harsh winter weather is working to strip the finish from the country's front-end supply. Movement of the market hogs over a large swath of production country could be rather dicey today, depending upon snow and ice conditions. With that certainly in mind, look for opening bids to be generally steady to a dollar higher. Look for lean hog futures to open moderately higher as well this morning, supported by positive fundamentals and challenging winter conditions. Now in the grains, winter wheat contracts were mixed early this morning. That's after the overnight session with Chicago higher and Kansas City lower. New crop July contracts will both remain in uptrends, with Kansas City issues already testing initial resistance at 4.72 1/4. The big news for wheat was the weekend ice storm that stretched across the U.S. southern plains into the heart of the U.S. Midwest. While troublesome in general, winter ice storms are usually viewed as beneficial for wheat, providing moisture and insulation from the cold. Now, corn was higher overnight, with contracts sitting at or near session highs early this morning. While the market looks to have gained bullish momentum, mostly by riding the coattails of soybeans, daily charts show both old crop March and new crop December nearing an overbought situation, with the high side of recent trading ranges in sight. For March, this means 367 3/4, December 395 1/4. On the other hand, the DTN National Corn Index remains in an uptrend, testing resistance on its weekly chart between 323.5 and 329 1/4. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow. Superior way.
Now, live cattle futures February. This is at the close on Friday, up 105, 118.52. And the April was up 145 at 117.92. March feeder cattle up 155, 129.30. And April was up 155, 128.85. February hogs down 35 cents, 65.60. And the April up 7 cents, 69.62. Grain futures at the close on Friday. Kansas City, hard red winter wheat. March was up 4 1/4 at 449. The May was up 4 1/4 at 461. Chicago wheat, March down 1/4 penny. 426, and the May was up a half penny at 439 3/4. March corn up 1/4 cent, 358 1/2. May was up 3/4, 365 1/2. March soybeans up 6 cents at 1046 1/4, and the May was up 6.5 cents at 1055 1/2. March cotton was up 55, 72.82. May up 56, 73.32. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.